Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Woohoo! And we have our moderator, Tiffany.
Hello.
Yes. We're going to have a beautiful show today. I know you were waiting for something there. We had some prior talks before we went live, and Julia.
Prior dares.
She's just wishing she was close enough to me to be like, I can feel it, and it's all I need. So yep. We're getting.
Oh, goodness. Goodness.
Welcome, everybody. If you can feel the giddy energy going on, I actually didn't look up our energy for today or our updates. So, you guys, what's happening in your life?
So that's you the tell update. Us, what does the energy feel like?
Yeah, what does it feel like to you guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That full moon. Oh my gosh, I could not sleep. I was like 1 o'clock in the morning going, I might as well watch something on TV because I'm awake. It was crazy. And then once I did go to sleep, then it was just like, do not wake me up. I'm out. And you know, I do the little watch thing to watch my sleep patterns. And I got more deep sleep that those nights as well. That was interesting. It wasn't by much, but it was more deep sleep. So
cool.
Something going on there. Lots of fun things going on. What would you like people to do?
I would like you all to tell us where you're from. Very important. Shine your light, shine that grid. That grid. Oh gosh, I'm getting a visual. I wish I could interpret it. It's
I mean, it's not like this.
Remember, well, no. Remember we kept saying it's gonna show more and more why it's so important. And they're showing me. It's like a sign that's coming on. It's like, you know how it sometimes they'll go like that, and then all of a sudden it gets brighter, brighter. It's like as more happens, and then it finally lights. That's what it's doing. And it's like the more we do this, the more it's consistent. There's consistency about it. It helps the others. It's like there's several things happening. If you guys are getting anything on it, go for it. I mean, it's just something I'm trying to interpret.
It's the funniest thing that's popping in, and you guys can do it or not do it, but it's like, tell us where you're from and then tell us where you think you came from. Like, I'm from Oregon and Arcturus, you know. Be fun. And Tiffany would have to read that, and that makes it more fun. One way or another, I'm going to get her to say weird things today on the show.
Oh, goodness.
Poor Tiffany. She knows how to battle back, but that's okay.
And then what do you want people to do, Tracy?
I would love for you guys to ask us some questions. How do you do that? You go to the chat that you are watching the show on. So if you're on Facebook, open it up into its full form and then ask your question. But how do you do that? You put Tiffany in capital letters. And if you're familiar with our show, it's Goddess Tiffany, beautiful one up in the sky. You can make up any of these kind of things because she's like this voice that comes from the heavens.
This heavenly body.
The heavenly body, Tiffany. And so if you guys could just have some fun with it, emojis, whatever you want to do, but Tiffany in capital letters, that way she knows that's a question. She can go straight to it and it helps her out so much, you guys. So, and if you're in YouTube, you can just chat where you chat. So if you're on my YouTube, thank you. And if you're on Julia's YouTube, thank you.
I was like, what was it? If you're on YouTube, just chat where you chat. Is that what you said?
Yeah, but in Facebook, you got to open it up. You got to open it up to chat. In YouTube, you just chat where they have the chat.
I just thought, because then you said, and if you're on my YouTube, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Was there something that I missed? It's like, if you're on Julia's, just chat. If you're on mine, thank you.
Yeah. Get actively chatting. No. No. The YouTubes are fun. We have our battle of the YouTubes, who's going to get the most live people at YouTube. And so, you know.
Right now, Tracy is winning. So.
Yeah.
It's all is good. All is
it's
good.
Friendly. It's a friendly, fun thing to do. Yeah. So ask us your questions. We have turned up the volume on our receptors today. So you're going to get some really good answers. Just magical things are going to happen. I can feel it. So, yeah.
Well, that full moon isn't that far away, so we're still getting its impact. It's
yeah.
Yeah, it's not an impact, it's an influence.
Influence. Yes. I like that. Not an impact.
I love how you notice that you get corrected. Do you notice that a lot? We
I
get I
do. I'll use a word and they're like, not that word. Not that
exactly. Nope,
word.
not that
Yep. And then when you change it, you can feel the vibrational difference in how you were saying it. And it's kind of cool.
Words have frequencies, and that's it's so fun in a session. If any of you've had a session, you probably realize this. But you'll be there's a, something that's happening in there, and it's like it's you're always connected to your higher self. So this is happening throughout the session, whether you're in the part where you're at the higher self or not. But it's so funny when there's you're trying to explain something and they're searching for the word and there isn't. They're just it's so if you can feel it, it's like they're scanning, no word, and they just make one up. And that made up word is perfect. The frequency of it is perfect. And it's like, why don't we have that word? That's a perfect word. You know, and it's so fun just to see the made up words. So I kind of do that in everyday life.
Dictionary, maybe.
You see me making, I if saying funny words, it's not me. It's just, you know, when it comes through, it's like none of your words work. They're not expressing what you really want them to express
Yeah.
or what you want to express. So.
It is interesting because yeah, the more we're ascending, if you want to say it that way, the fewer our words, you know, it's like it's harder to find words.
Yeah, like now, like you, right
like right now, I can't find any. They're not there. Where are my words? But yeah. But yeah, when you're describing things, it can seem like there's this absence of words, and what am I gonna
Yeah,
how
and
do
you've
I
got to search and search. It's so fun because it's like you're like what we're doing now. It's like as you get more conscious about it, it's you're, you feel it. It's like it's a conscious search going through everything. It's like, well, what about it? No, not that word. What about no, not that one.
Yeah.
It
That's pretty cool though. I
is.
think that, you know, all this time that we've been like doing this show and you know, your mom's work and all this and it's saying this is coming, this is coming, this is coming, and now we can say we are here. It's happening now. We're in it. Yeah. It's not coming anymore. It's no longer out there somewhere in our future. We're in it. And to see the evidence of that after years of just holding this vision and this idea of what it is, and then now we're in it. It's
And I
so.
think that's why a lot of people are keep going, when's it coming? When's it coming? Because it's something that was expected. It's like it's been put out so far out there. And it's like it's hard to imagine that it could actually be here. You know, it's all it's still gotta be there. And there also I think an expectation of grandiose measures about it. And it's supposed to just knock you over and just be this big booming thing. But that's not how it is, very subtle. Which most spiritual things are really universal things are subtle. They're very subtle. And it's a matter of when you pay attention to them and you are have your awareness, then they'll bowl you over. But if you're but you can walk right by it, never notice it if you're not attuned or aware.
Right. I've had an interesting experience this last week, and I keep thinking of you, Julia, because for as long as I've known Julia, she has said, not in my reality.
Yeah, not my world.
Not my world, not my reality, and that kind of thing, and really helped me to understand that concept. And this week, I swear, three, four different videos now, I've seen a video where they're saying you create your own reality and this is in your reality and da, 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 and it's saying all the same things that you've been saying all along. It's finally catching up. People are finally getting it.
Yes.
It's exciting because we're at that place now where the concept of us creating our own realities is finally, oh, I get it. And I know that feeling because I had to go through it as being Julia's friend and like, oh, I
So
see what you're
it
doing
did make
here.
sense at first. It didn't make sense to you at first.
No, I thought you were crazy.
I probably was, but
Was like, what do you mean that's not in your reality? How is that not in your reality? It's
how there's
happening.
just reality and not right and
Yeah,
nope.
and then it started happening to me, and it's like, oh, now I get it. And I think you know, maybe people need to experience it a little bit. Like they get the information, and then it starts to kind of feed out into their world and and their reality, and then they start to understand it, I think. But
Well,
yeah.
and that's how it happened for me. For me, it was just a concept at first. And it was like, I don't know where I heard it, where it even came in, but it made sense to me. It's like, oh, this only happens for you. And somehow it came to me. But anyway, and so I had to start testing it. I just tested it. And it's like, well, okay, fine. If that's the way it is, then I'm going to choose what I want. And if I see something I don't like, I'm going to say, that's not my reality. It's not my world. And I
Yeah.
just kept doing that. And then finally I realized was around an election. I think I've told this before, but I everywhere I went, I'm in a restaurant, I'm in an airport, I'm in public places. And like they would have televisions on, and the only thing that would air are cartoons or something funny. It would not be the news. It would not be anything bad. It would not be. And I'm like, there we go. I was like, it literally is showing me that's not in my world, because it's political things I didn't want. That's not part of my world.
Yeah.
So it was like, it's not my world. And that's why I'm like, huh, that's really cool. It was
It
like a
works.
crash on me. It literally is not in my world. And
Not having that experience, that's not my reality. I didn't have the knowledge. Yeah, it was, yeah. But what is that saying? I'm gonna think of what it is, because it's not absence makes no. That's a heart thing.
ignorance is bliss.
That one maybe. Yeah. The things that you're not aware of. It's you're not necessarily meant to be aware of it. That's somebody
Know, and they
else's
always, and they,
manifestation.
yeah, and it's said like that's a horrible thing. Oh my God, you're just hiding, putting your head in the sand. Ignorance is bliss. It's not, like that, but it really is. If you don't make it part of your world, you're in bliss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pick and choose what you want. You don't have
What are
to.
you putting your attention on?
Exactly. Just because someone else, it's in their world and they have their focus on it. A lot of people do this. They demand that you make it your focus and that it has to be part of your world. It doesn't. It doesn't. You can just say, no, not in my world. That's why I kept doing that. I had to keep doing that to reinforce to myself that I'm choosing.
Well, it's perception too. I think I was sharing this. I don't think it was on here, but it was probably with one of my clients or something, where we had a similar conversation. I was talking about when we went to Egypt, and in my mind, all the dogs out there were starving and hungry and thirsty and all the things. And so I tried to bring some food and some water and share my water. And there was one dog that was just looking at me like, I don't want water. And it's like, felt like 100 degrees out. I don't know what the temperature was, but it was hot. And I'm like, how is this dog just not gobbling up this water? And then I went and sat at one of the spots and just got quiet. And I heard, you're the one that thinks that dog's miserable. The dog doesn't know it's miserable. It's just living its life and doing its thing, and it's perfectly happy. You're the one that's created that reality.
That's
It's not
knowing.
experiencing it. You are. And I'm like,
Exactly. Yeah.
wow. And it was like this total aha moment. And from that point forward, I never saw another skinny dog, another dog that looked like it was, suffering in any way. They were all fat and happy, and the people around them were taking care of them. And it was just totally shifted to a different timeline or a different reality.
Different reality. You're reminding me of a story mom told me once, where she went on a trip with a friend, and they were in it was in India, I think, and it was like they had two completely different experiences. I mean, mom, she's going along and she's having her, like they're going to the Taj Mahal and they're going to different sites, and then she's doing her talking and things like that. And she was just enjoying. It's like, oh my gosh, this wonderful scenes and all this scenery and all these people and all this stuff. Her friend only saw poverty and like destruction, things that were, like that. And it was like, and mom kept saying, I don't know what she's seeing. I don't see it at all. I have no idea where she's seeing this, because I didn't see any of this. Two totally different worlds.
Yeah.
They were both and on the same bus, both sitting next to each other. It's like, see, it's you don't assume that others see things the way you do. Don't assume others have the same experiences you do.
Well, like we say, we see it through our filters. These are our projections onto, that was my projection onto the dog. The dog had no clue it was miserable. And it wasn't. It was not. It was just going up and getting love from all the people coming in and out. And if someone gave it a snack, it would enjoy it. But yeah, they were all happy. They were fine. So, anyways, I'm out of the corner of my eye. I can see a lot of questions are coming through. So,
Okay.
should we invite the wonderful and great Tiffany from the High to come in?
Hi, do you want questions or you want to know where people are from?
Yeah, we still got to do that, don't we? We got
Ow,
out of
okay.
here.
Sorry, my cat's getting
How
pissed. I'm pushing him
about
away. I have too much going on.
Since we are there a lot of questions, like maybe we should go ahead and get into questions because we.
Yeah, people are
Okay.
busy today.
Okay,
They're
well, let's
busy.
go ahead and go into that because I know sometimes we've been. Yeah, we'll do that. And you guys can see what you, I want you to look at where everybody's from because that's so you see it, where they're from and where they're from. What they think they're
Yeah, were people doing that? Were they giving us both places? Were they giving us their starseed connections, Tiffy?
Some people did. Okay.
Aw, thanks, guys. That'll
Yeah.
be.
So be sure, I mean, that's what that's for. You guys can see everything. We will share it on other ones, but if we have a lot of questions this time, let's go ahead and get to those.
She disappeared on us.
You did.
Sorry, more questions, more questions.
Oh,
So, first question, someone asked, how am I related to Julia? Take that away.
is she related to Julia?
How is she related?
Me, as in Tiffany? How is
Oh, how are
Tifani
you
related
related?
to Julia?
I thought the questioner was asking how they
Yeah,
were.
I thought you were asking how the listener was related.
Tiffany is my daughter. Close relation.
Wait, Tiffany's my daughter.
Mine first. Mine officially.
Mine adopted.
Yes. We'll see which one Tiffany, claims.
Are we going to do the thing where we put her in the middle and we both walk away and see who she comes to?
Yeah.
All right.
Depends how I feel that day.
Probably
All
does.
right, first question down. We're on an amazing roll already.
Woo!
So this is from Jessica. Goddess Tiffany, is there anything spiritual about our voices? I feel so connected to a bigger energy when I sing.
Voices have frequency.
Lots of it.
Lots of frequency, and the frequency is does many, many things. And singing, yes, I mean, like voices hugely have healing qualities. And then when you use them in certain ways, like singing, that will have a
Yeah, I was
space.
going to say, unless you're using it, it's kind of like any kind of thing, gift, right?
You
Like
can hurt
you
with
can use
it
it for
too.
good or you can use it to shoot daggers, you know? Yeah. So, but yeah, the singing, yeah, beautiful. And you know what else?
Go ahead.
So it makes me think of the light language, right? Like we use our voice for saying the different languages, but light language can come through in so many different ways and symbols and sounds and all the things. And art. Art is another way for
Absolutely.
you guys. If you are artists, you are sending energy through your art as well. Whatever that art is, it can be a physical thing, your voice, your
Because
all the
you
things.
know, yeah, sound, because there's sound healing, color healing. I mean, yeah, sound healing. And why did it sound
Yeah.
weird? Color healing.
Well, because it made it sound like we're coloring, but like the frequencies of light, the colors.
Okay. Color frequencies and yeah, light frequency. Maybe that's it. Light healing. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those things. And these are very, this is where we're pulling that from. We're taking it and we're utilizing it here. It's abilities that we have. And well, yes,
Good
that's
question. Yes, the voice is a powerful tool. Use it for good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Beautiful, wonderful Tiffany in the sky. What's next?
You just wanted to follow you. So speaking of
singing, I'm going to sing this next thing.
Oh.
I assume this is how it's written. This is from Ascending Aquarius. And it starts with Tiffany, Tiffany, Tiffany. So I
Oh.
assume that is how it's supposed to be read. How long does a child share their mother's energetic field? I have noticed since having my daughter that she is directly affected by my thoughts in the same way I am. Is
Yeah.
there a point where this becomes much less prominent?
Yeah, around seven, six, seven, somewhere in there is when it starts. What it is their energy, their more of their own energy comes in around that age. Before that, they're just a part of it's there and they're reflecting. So you're saying exactly what's happening. Children under age seven, eight, somewhere in there, maybe up to 10, are reflecting what's going on with their, everybody else in the house, so they're sharing your thoughts, they are sharing your energy.
Now that telepathic connection with the mother to the child never goes away. You're gonna be tapping into it like, I need to check in on her. And you'll be accurate and it'll be awesome. And I know who she is, and the baby is adorable. Your baby is so cute. I was just looking at pictures on social media today. So congratulations on your beautiful daughter. Yeah, but I think that there's always going to be a connection there in some capacity, I think,
Yeah,
with mother and
absolutely.
children.
Absolutely. It's just as they get a little older, then they're starting to bring in more of their own
Yeah.
energy. That's when they're going on their own path. And so you'll see, it'll seem like, oh, I don't have that connection anymore. It's just they're on their path now. It's not, it's a, just different. They're still sharing, like you're saying, there's still connection.
Well,
It's
and
stuff.
the children that are coming in right now are like the next level or the next wave or whatever you want to call it. So you're going to probably have to tell us how that's going. You might need to be keeping us up, and maybe there's a book in that for you.
Yeah, that'll be part of the
Yeah, we would like to know how that goes for you guys, because gosh, all these children that are coming in. More and more, it seems like, I talk about these children. I call them the children of the sun because that's what they told me they were. They were coming from that frequency. They're little prodigy type children. And there's more and more videos coming up. And it's probably because I'm attracting them, right? Because I'm curious about it. But these kids that are telling us what it's like, how to do certain things, like, this is what it's like when you leave your body, and this is what it's like when you're talking to another person and the energy is exchanged. And they're telling us these things, and it's so powerfully beyond us,
Well, and that's what they said. But mom kept saying in the third wave, it was coming in. And now they're like the third wave is like 20 in the 20s, I think. Because it's been quite a while. And so, and I think, I feel like anyone coming in, I don't know that there's sometimes we could ask, are there fourth and fifth waves? I think it's just all the same. It's just
They're
more coming in.
just
But the,
evolving.
exactly. The main thing was that, our DNA is changing. It's been shifting and changing. Their DNA comes in already connected. So this is where they can do all these things. And their greatest thing that they're doing is they're showing us, like you said, they're teaching us that this is what you can do. You have all the abilities now. You have all the faculties. Everything's connected. You can do this too.
We can all do it. We all can. And yeah, these guys are little bridges into that higher conscious, like another level of it. It's pretty cool. So, all right. Yay for the little guys. What else do we do? Do you want to call her in this time or see if she answers to you? Let's do it. Let's see who she responds to.
My sweet and lovely baby.
I gave birth
Mom,
to.
embarrassing me.
I don't like that one.
The labor wasn't. She's going to you, Tracy.
My goodness.
Well, I am. Oh. Spoiler alert. I didn't tell her yet, Tracy.
Oops.
So we have a couple of questions here about they're kind of related to I'm Dolores, sorry, my brain fritzed.
You want to call her grandma?
No, or
Meemaw. Meemaw, yeah.
Meemaw. This is from Christy. Beautiful Tiffany, curious, what do you think Dolores thinks of the times we are in now? What messages is she sending us? And Sam is asking, Julia, your mom would have been excited as to what is happening now. Is the big ship here? And what race do you think they are?
All of them. The big ship has all of them,
Well,
or at least a lot of the big ship, right? They're asking if the big
you said
ship
the
is
race.
there.
That's why I was like, the race of the shift? What? Okay, the race of the ship.
I heard ship,
Tiffany, help me.
like a craft.
Yeah, agreed. See,
Okay.
my real mom gets me.
Oh boy.
Oh, you guys, I'm sorry you have to witness this, but I'm having way too much fun with it.
Okay.
So what I've been experiencing with people that are talking about being part of this ship is that part of the creation of QHHT, and I think we've talked about this before, was all of the volunteers that came from this mothership, is what we'll call it, that came in. This part of this was all created so we could find each other, right? So
I
there's
haven't heard
that, and to
that.
help. It's a win-win because we get to help people, and it's another way for us to find each other. And
Okay.
it has been a, I don't, you haven't heard that? Is it
Well,
like
loud
people are
sounds a
having,
little bit familiar, so I think you have said it before, but it's not something that I ever said, so I know that.
no, but it's like other QHHT practitioners are having experiences of coming from a ship, and then they're sharing that. And so I've asked those questions when I have permission to, when I got somebody I know in a session. I've asked those questions. And so take it or leave it, you know, what do we say? Use discernment if it feels right. But yeah, but the idea is that this ship is so big, it's like its own little country, right?
Yeah, they say they're huge. I'm
They're
absolutely.
huge. Like I, in my mind, I've seen, like, I've had a flash of it. And that's usually when I can, when it comes like that, when it's like a flash. And it's huge. And there's all kinds of different star collectives on there working together. So hopefully that answered that question.
Yeah, and then the first one was, what would mom think?
Yeah.
Yes, of the times we're in now, and what messages is she sending us?
Oh, it's this that yeah, you're here. I mean, the things that we're saying, that's what she'd be saying. Exactly. You're here, be it, do it, relish in it, just keep going. Yeah, it's no longer something out there that we're reaching for and waiting for. It's here now, be it. I'm hearing that right now. She's saying, be it, be it.
Yeah, it's what we all came for. This moment, this magic moment.
And
Okay. Oh, dear, wonderful Tiffany. What's the next question?
Well, because this individual, they don't really have a question, but I'm just going to infer a question because they introduced me as Tiffany, Miss Avocado Ninja Princess of Beyond. So I just felt
Ooh.
like that needed to be addressed. but they stated
Oh.
that lately I've been having more dreams of animals, dogs, black panthers specifically, and lions in the living room wearing eyeglasses. What
Lyrens. That, to me, that's the Lyrens saying hello.
Oh, okay.
Especially
That's
if you're wearing eyeglasses, you're probably connected to the Lyren.
so Claire, give more information on Lyrans, what why that would be.
Oh, the Lyrens are the feline-looking race. The other animals, like I don't know, I'd need more information on that. But if you see an actual lion or cat-like being in your living room wearing glasses, that's probably an indicator that you probably were being visited, or you might have even been out of body. And they will do that. They'll make, like, if we have awareness of something, they'll make it look like our home or our space that we, you know, what we would expect to see if we opened our eyes. They just create that. What do you call that? A hologram or something?
And the reason they do that is because they do a lot of things to try and keep our fear process down. It's just help us feel comfortable, help us. They really don't want us to be afraid. They don't want us to go to fear, because that's exact opposite of what they want, we want, any of us need. They can connect. It's really difficult to connect. This is coming in bits and pieces. It's very difficult for them to connect with us when we're in fear. So that's why they will do things. There's another word. I know what you're trying to say. It's a hol well, we'll use hologram for now, but there it seems like there's another word. But it doesn't matter. It's
Yeah, yeah, if you were seeing it as your living room, it could have been your living room, but it could have also been you were on the ship and they just made it look like that. So you were,
overlay.
yeah, like
Correct?
they were.
Yeah,
So
how they overlay.
something, yeah, I mean, it all kind of means the same. Here we are finding our words again. It's like, there's a word.
This is our theme, words.
But yeah, how exciting. That's fun. And animals, I think we've talked a lot about animals being like a very high vibrational spiritual beings that are here helping us to evolve, which is really funny because today I kept thinking it'd be fun to give people power animals. And then the animal thing kind of has come up a couple of times. I would look up the panther personally. That one feels like it has a message. So you just, Google search power animal panther and see what jumps out at you, right? Oh.
And then it was a lion with a glass. That makes me think of Clarence. Do you remember that show a long time ago? The Clarence, the cross-eyed lion. And I remember one episode he had glasses on.
There we go. See, they were conditioning us to be ready. Getting us ready for that lion with his spectacles on. Oh. All right. Perfect. What else? And we're powering through these questions today. That's good.
Kind of on, well, if I lost it,
Uh-oh.
I know.
My poor honey. You're doing a good job, darling.
Well, I wish I was better at this. I'm so,
Oh.
there it is. Okay, so you had mentioned animals. This is from Team Ginger, Blue Goddess of the Sky, Tiffany. Do you have thoughts about the living courting to a spirit due to grief, keeping them from moving on? Can this also happen with pets?
Do
Okay.
you want?
Go ahead. You have something right away. I'm, because the, yeah, go ahead.
My experience with that is that courting, I'm going to say no, not unless there would be a karmic reason for that to be happening. I don't see that that would be a thing. Can you call their energy to you? Sure. Is that affecting them getting what they need on the other side? Not if they've crossed over and they're not in that void space. If they're in the void, I mean, there's a lot of answers to that, but.
Where this is coming from, because mom had said that it's like if you're grieving so much, then it's holding them here and it's keeping
I
them,
see.
you know, it's like doing what they want to do. But see, that's, I feel like we are in a different place now. We have changed, we understand differently. That's that some of that linear understanding. Not to say it's she didn't, you know, this is just you look at how we all have changed our understanding. It was linear at first.
Yeah.
First, it was, I don't know what it was before linear, but anyway, we had our linear thinking and we, okay, this happens before this and then this and then this. And it's like there's a limitation. And if you're here, you can't be there. See, that's linear thinking.
Yeah.
That's some of that 3D thinking. And now we understand it differently that we are everywhere. We are multidimensional. We are doing so many different things. So they can be with you and they can still be everywhere else doing their everything else. So I don't.
I
Yeah,
don't think so.
tap in. I mean,
Just
what?
as
Why
you're
don't they
talking
get paid?
about it just makes me think about when your kids go off to college and you do the empty nest thing and you miss them. That doesn't bring them back to your house, but they're carrying around a cell phone. You can pick it up and call them and connect with them and have that connection with them, and they can still be in a whole nother area doing what they need to be doing. That's when you were describing it, that kind of was like a picture that popped in my head. I was like, yeah. I mean, it's not much different than what we experience here, only they don't have the physical body that we can connect with, but it would be similar. You can still connect with them and have that interaction, but it's not going to be the same as when they're right directly there in front of you.
Right.
But I don't, they're not showing me a cord with it. You can access them, but there's no cord, and they have the option to answer that call or not answer the call.
Yeah,
They,
boy, what they just, you're the one that creates the cord.
yeah.
Yeah, so it's like if you believe that, so you're the manifester here, and if you believe I got to hold on to them and or whatever, or I'm creating, I have a cord. then you're making that cord. So you're the one that's doing it.
That makes sense. Well, and if you think about it, they have to work with our belief systems, right? Like they're teaching us from what we know now, and how do we evolve that thought from where they're at now? And when this information was, I mean, how many times have we done cut the cord, cut the cord?
Exactly. I did.
Yeah, they're showing us these cords because they want to show us that we're energetically connected. And so I don't think I've done a cut the cord thing in forever.
Wow.
Matter of fact, it wasn't in my reality until this question got asked. It had left my reality. So it's kind of bringing me back. It's like, you're right. I think we're understanding things on such a different level now that they don't need to use these old visions for us anymore.
See, those are limited. They're limited. Those that's you create limitations when you cords are limitations.
Yeah.
Any of these things that are limitations, that's you're the one. We have to understand we're the ones creating that. It's not something that's there.
But it was a stepping stone at the time that information came in to get us to this next level. So I'm just sitting here with my jaw on the floor going, wow, that's kind of cool. I see what you guys did there to get us to think outside of the box by using the cords. And now we don't need the cords anymore.
Right.
It's like the pacifier with the babies, right?
So the rest of the question was about animals. So if it doesn't happen, see, you can answer it now, right? No, the actual answer is no cords.
Yeah, just enjoy your connection with the loved ones. You don't have to feel any guilt or worry that you're holding them back from anything. Time is irrelevant on that side, anyways. They've shown me many times, if someone's crossed over and, didn't go to the light or however you want to say that. And for us, it could be a couple of years pass by and then somebody's like, I have a ghost, because we were talking about ghosts on the last show. And you tap into the ghost, and for them, it's the same day that they, time didn't pass for them like it did for us. It's just different. And we don't fully conceptualize that yet. But I think as we keep evolving, that information's going to be more understandable to us as well. So time concepts are going to be broken down for us, and we are not going to experience them in the 5D the way we experience them here. And
Correct. No, this is really cool though, because see, when this happens, see, you can see it. We're in the process of the evolution right here and now. Do you see how this is happening? We understand, and I love it. And it's done by questions, and we all just talk it out, and then we get our impressions. We get because your truth it goes back. My truth may not be your truth. Yours, it's what feels right for you. But it's really cool that this is evolving. Right now, right now, as we speak.
Yeah, I agree. That's great. Yay. We're doing good. We're rapid firing these things. That's good. Okay, Miss Beautiful Tiffany, you're getting way more airtime because we're shutting up and long enough for you to ask another question.
Oh, beautiful. This is the day I've been waiting for. You've kind of already started touching on this, so I thought this is a great time to ask this question, but this is from Lenny. What are some of the belief systems that you have unlearned or evolved over the years based on information you've gotten from so many different QHHT clients?
And that's the thing. Once you do it, it's hard. Like you're saying, it's not part of your reality anymore. So it's like it takes it to remember is a
Well,
challenge.
yeah, it is. But the first one that popped into my head, which seems hard to even say at this point, is no one's doing anything to me. That was a big one to get over. It's not happening to me, it's happening for me. And to understand that changes everything. I mean, we can have a lot of fun out here in this when we start understanding how it's all working and mirrors and all the things. What's another belief system?
Any limitation, any belief of any kind of limitation, because now I know there is none. It's all self-made, so.
Growing up, I grew up Catholic. We had our angels and saints, and then you had God and Jesus and this hierarchy set up. Now I understand there's no hierarchy and that there's no limit to benevolent, beautiful beings that we can talk to and communicate with, including ourselves. And so, and who is this being we call God. And then to find out that that's truly us, we're each a spark of that. And I mean, like, there's so many. But yeah,
Yeah,
you're right. The limitation.
that was one of my biggest ones, was when I realized, I mean, I always had a different concept of God. Well, not always, because when you're going to church, they kind of drum that one in. But then as mom started doing her things, that's when I started getting that broader understanding of, okay, God is this, well, I guess it was before that too, but omnipresent. And I kept seeing it as an energy, that kind of thing. But then as we get more into this, it was like, yeah, it's understanding. I mean, who we really are, and we are actually God consciousness. And so it's like all of that changes, and that's where the no limits and everything come from. It, yeah.
If there's anything that we say to describe what we've done to overcome limits, whatever we're saying is probably another limiting thought to describe what we've just moved out of the limiting thought. So it's like just everything is possible, anything is possible.
There's evolution again, because every time we catch ourselves, because that's the thing, is it's to catch yourself, oh, wait a minute, that's not a truth anymore. You know,
Yeah.
that's not a truth anymore. That's a limitation, and I don't,
One
you
of my favorite things is you can't do it wrong. You
know.
cannot screw it up.
Yeah, that's a big one.
So, that was something I had to unlearn, am I good, bad, right, wrong, this, that. It doesn't matter. You're here to have an experience. No matter what you do, you're going to have an experience. And so you can't do it wrong. It's not good. It's not bad. We're the ones that put that judgment on it. And when we can
And
take
so
that off.
much pressure when we do that. And it's like, it doesn't matter. Have the
Yeah.
experience. What do you have? What are you learning?
Yeah.
Period. What
Yeah.
are you
So
doing?
that's another one. So these are good. You guys think about
Yeah.
it. I know the audience, that was a good question for all of us to think about. You guys should write some of these things
Yeah.
down and just.
Yeah. Share. What has evolved with you and your belief system?
I was just saying on a phone call today, I was like, I can't even imagine. Like I was watching something on TV and I thought, there was a time and a version of me that would have behaved in that way. And I don't even know that person anymore. It's like I'm not even there anymore. And so this must be part of what's going on in the energy as we're reflecting on our growth, how we've evolved and moved. And I'm just such a different person. And just even this last year, how different I am from a year ago.
Yeah,
So
I'm. It's funny because you're saying that, and I don't think we've talked about this, because I've been doing the same thing, and from watching shows.
haven't talked about it.
I
Yeah.
used to do some of that, and it's like, yeah, I'm like, gosh, that was a exactly the same thought process completely. But yeah, I used to react a lot. I don't feel like I react so much anymore. I'm assessing. I'm doing that where I used to just have a knee-jerk
Yeah.
reaction and be. Fly off the handle or something. So yeah, I used to do that.
Yeah. I know. That's fun that we're all in that same wavelength. I like it. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. And sorry, Buddy just came up here and I thought he was going to jump up on the chair. And I was like, what's happening? That's not a Buddy move. That's my German Shepherd, if anybody's wondering who Buddy is. But yeah. So yeah, so cool. Okay. Are we ready for the next one? Okay, Goddess. Goddess in the sky.
This is from Amazing Little Life. Diamond in the Sky, Tiffany. So close.
I'm so close. Speaking of
What
white
is
flanks.
actually, that's so appropriate, because Tiffany is an April Aries and her gemstone is diamond.
Nice.
Very true. What is the shortest, simplest, but most effective way to explain QHHT to someone who has never heard of it?
Okay, QHHT is a modality that helps you to. Okay, I had this. Okay, go with it, Tracy, whatever you're having. I really have a really cool thing that
I was going to say it's spectacular.
I say. Spectacular.
Interesting.
Wonderful way of connecting you to this is it. It's a wonderful way of connecting you to the part of you that has all the answers.
Oh, beautiful. Yes. Yeah, mine would have been much longer. because I want to describe and explain
Breathing.
things.
Exactly it. You don't have to say too much. It's just because that's exactly what it is. You're connecting to the part that has all the answers. And everybody understands that. They get it.
And it's easy.
It is
Throw
easy.
that in there. It's easy. Love that. Thank you, Tiffany. That was a great question to select, Diamond Goddess Girl.
Thank you. This is from David Fish. Since starting my level one training and using some of the process of putting somebody under on myself, many of my dreams are so real I sometimes don't know if I'm awake or still asleep. I know things that I normally shouldn't. Okay, besides here, I sound crazy talking about these things. Does this mean those around me are still asleep and I need to wake them up? Or do I need to hold my thoughts until they give me a clue they are ready?
Leave this. Well, I don't want you to hold back on anything, but it's not your job to wake anyone up.
No, it's not your job. They're
Just,
going to wake up at their pace, and they may not even be asleep. They just, it just,
yeah, we've talked about that.
we have talked about that before. It's like, we think, oh, from this perspective, oh, they look like they're asleep. And it may be they're just, I think how we worded it before is, they're doing what they need to do so that you will wake up. So, that's where
They're
just
playing a role in your life, possibly. Yeah. So that you can see the contrast between where you were and where you are.
exactly.
So
So
we've found that a lot of times. And the other thing I want to do is that sounds like a judgment to me. These people are asleep. Well, to others that are more evolved than us, we're asleep.
absolutely.
So it's like, let's find a nicer way to put it. Maybe you're just in different places. And they might be picking up something that down the road they're going to share with you, and you're going to share your stuff with them, and you come together with that. So I don't know that was said with any kind of, it wasn't, but I've heard people say it like that, and so I think it's kind of built up with me when people are like, oh, these other people are so asleep. And I'm not saying you're saying it that way, but it's like,
You've heard it, yeah.
okay, or who's asleep? Because you're the one saying it like that. So it's like, we need to trust that everybody is exactly where they need to be. And you're getting your information. Don't hold it back. If you feel like you're sharing it, share it, but don't share it because you feel like it's
Yeah,
your
to
job
convert.
to do something.
Yeah, but like, don't. We're not here to convert anyone, and that's part of that
Thank you.
not
That's a
working
great word
part.
for it. Yeah.
And so don't do it with that. You're just sharing from your own excitement, your own, and
Yeah.
see that's where it is. You're having these experiences and it's like you're noticing, and
Exciting.
that's where I feel like it's you're just noticing a difference now. And it's like, but they may be having things we don't know, just share your
There's a
thoughts.
lot of closet, yeah, a lot of closet people that are having these thoughts in their mind, but they're not ready to express it yet. And that could be that's the case. But yeah, I'm more in the, hey, you're finding these really cool things out, and you're remembering these things in your dreams, and you're having an awakening. And you shouldn't have to feel like you have to contain that. So find like-minded people that you can express yourself with, because yeah, this is a great place to be. We love that you're expressing it here. And
Absolutely.
it's okay if the other person or people you're around aren't there yet. But in my house, I got three kids, and I don't talk to them directly about any of this stuff, but they are constantly hearing me on shows and podcasts and sharing with friends on phone calls. And then all of a sudden they'll step up with something and say something so enlightened. And I'm just like, oh, they are listening, or they are getting it. But
Exactly.
they would never sit there and express it the way I do. And so they're such teachers to me to not assume anybody is not quite there yet. Because, man, the energy's coming in right now. The solar flares, the Schumann resonance, just the different frequencies we're all feeling and going through. It's kind of hard not to be in the awakening. So I think they'd have to try harder to be asleep than to be awake right now.
And that's why so many of the things are happening. Because like when we have earth calamities and stuff, those are things to wake people up, because that's what happens. You start searching for things when you have something happen like that. So Yeah, there are people moving through different phases, and so that's what you'll see maybe, but it's not for us to call.
Yeah.
We
Let's just
can't.
celebrate. Let's celebrate where we're at. And we know that they're all going to catch up with us. And
We're going to catch up with them.
I know that there was a time, remember we were talking about, oh, me 10 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever. There was a time where when I started doing all of this, I thought, oh my gosh, my family, I got my, are they going to be able to go with me? And we've had that question. Will our families go with us? Will our children? Will our parents? Yeah, we're all going. We're all going and everybody's playing their role and we're all fine. The more we know, the more it's like, oh, we're fine. We're good. Just
Absolutely.
enjoy what's happening for you. That's the most important part. Right?
All good.
Okay. All right. I don't want to over-explain that one too. Tiffany.
You
Ding
rang.
dong.
So we've had a couple of questions. I'm going to paraphrase this a little bit, but do you both have any insight on the six planets that will align this month? Have you heard anything?
I didn't know anything about it.
I didn't either. The six planets that will align.
Didn't we just have planets all aligned just like a little bit ago?
Sounds neat. Yeah, it seems like they're.
Planets that were aligned like just like a month or so ago.
I feel like everything is on repeat this past year, so there's a good chance.
Right? I'm just seeing if anything will pop in for me. There's. Well, I'm hearing it's a. It could be a gateway. How do you want to use that energy? How about that? We're creating our own realities. How do you want to use that energy? Oh, it's on the 25th. I see that. The 25th is when it all aligns. So we've got a couple of days to figure out what do we want to do with that spectacular gateway of energy. What do you want to have happen? Yeah. Oh, it's also visible. That's cool.
Oh,
Sorry.
that's very
I'm
cool. I
peeking
love
over here.
that.
I saw it in the moment text, and I'm like, oh, yeah. So it'll be visible to those that don't have clouds in the sky.
On the 25th, and it's probably going to stay aligned for quite a while, I'm guessing.
If they're all in alignment, will we be able to see that, or will it look like one?
Depends on your perspective, I guess.
Knows how that is?
Might look like one very bright one, yeah.
Oh, we did pretty good. We're getting our 3-minute warning, so I'm sitting here thinking we did pretty good. Do we want to do one more or do we want to, one more? All
Let's
right.
for a
Okay,
record.
hopefully this one's short.
Okay.
The most beautiful Tiffany that ever existed. This is from Donna. Can you please ask them to speak about dragon energy?
Oh, that's a Tracy question.
Oh, well, for years. I have been told that the dragons are awakening. And now, then we had the year of the dragon last year. 2024 was the year of the dragon. Which, when does the Chinese year change? We might
In
still be.
February, March, somewhere right in there.
So we're probably still in the year of the dragon then.
Yeah, I think it's February that
Yeah.
it's the
So
first annual one that changes in March.
this is my information. I have to tell you, my very, very first QHHT session was with a person that remembered a life as a dragon. So I just that's my jam. So yes, the dragons, everybody has a dragon like you have guardian angels. And you can call on them. They are protectors, but they are also very heart connected. When you meet your dragon, it might feel like a long lost friend that you forgot. You know, you'd be like, oh my God, I forgot all about you. And you want to bring them in. But everyone has a dragon. You can call in your dragon. Some of you are dragon keepers. You have more. And they've been saying for the years that the dragons have been sleeping in the mountains. The dragon, I don't know how that is. It's a dimensional thing. So they're in their dimension and they're basically where you see big mountains, there's probably dragon energy there.
Well, we
And
definitely had it in Grand Canyon when
oh yeah,
we
we had
were
a total experience with them. And then see, that wasn't a quick question, but yes, the dragon energy is everywhere and it's awakening and people are finding their dragons. And a lot of people have their dragons incarnated as their pets right now.
nice, like you do. Yeah. So
Activity.
let's expand on that some more next week, because that's a really
Yeah, that's a fun one.
it is.
I like
So yeah, we're going to have to call it everything QHHT. Go to QHHTofficial.com. If you want a session, you want to find a practitioner, go there. If you want to become a practitioner, go there. Tracy has a code for you to get you 10% off the price of the level one course.
Yes, the code is the magic is real, and make it all one word. The magic is real. That'll get you 10% off.
And then SoulSpeak, if you want to do anything with that, juliacannon.com, to understand the language of your body. And then Tracy, if they want to find you.
TracyMahan.com or go to QHHTofficial.com. Find a practitioner. I'm in there. So perfect. Yay.
We
You guys
got
are
it. We got
awesome.
it covered,
Thank you,
Tracy.
Tiffany.
You're
Goddess girl, baby daughter girl.
You did a fantastic job, sweetie.
No, I think she did a fantastic job.
Love
Okay, guys.
you.
Bye-bye.
Time.